I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Central Asia is a mission field of challenges, but not everyone's daunted by that. Bible Mission International's Malcolm Smith says this year, they distributed over 13,000 packages of hope to families. Working with partners, the project was another step toward laying the foundation for future evangelical ministry.
From Christmas to church planting, everything ties together because we're working with the nationals, we're working with the churches of the region that have a real heart to not only share the gospel, but to follow up the people after all the actions are completed.
Next, there are an estimated 2 million homeless people in the United States. And this week, more than 8,000 homeless people in 17 cities are getting homeless care kits from Here's Life Inner City, which includes hats, gloves, God's Word, and much more. Here's Life's Ted Gandy says, with the help of the churches, the kits are an effective evangelistic tool.
There are a number of churches and ministries that really try to reach out to the homeless, and when they do, they get to know those individuals. And so there's a real sense of caring and that we love you and so on that's going out. And that's why these homeless care kits are so important. They're a tangible expression of things we say verbally.
Finally, space heaters and warm winter clothing are rare commodities amongst Pakistan's earthquake survivors. A bitter winter makes World Vision's recent supply drop containing both items even more important for those who are in higher altitudes. Children are particularly susceptible to health problems from the cold. While World Vision teams work to provide basic physical needs, they're also able to share the why of their faith. Pray that people would remain open to that hope. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage is also found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.